Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little while and we chat about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Randall Eck. Welcome, Randall.
Thanks for having me.
I hear you're into neuroscience.
Yeah, so I'm a senior majoring in neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and I work in the research lab of Dr. Daniela Zarnescu, studying RNA stress granules in rats and fruit flies. RNA stress granules form when our cells get stressed out, and they help protect our proteins, which are our cellular machines, from damage during the stress. And then when the stress goes away, they dissolve and the proteins go back to their normal functions.
So they're like a little security blanket.
Yes, exactly. And now I study them in the context of aging. And so we found in our fruit flies that they actually change over the aging process, and that this change is responsible for some of the decrease in our ability to deal with stress when we get older.
So our protein protectors get thinner?
Well, when we get older, at least in the fruit fly brain, stress granules don't form as easily. So when there is a stress, there's no protective blanket at all.
Oh, man. So it's like there's less resources. I wonder if there's a connection between that and like gray hair kind of thing, you know?
More like memory, probably.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what we've studied in the rats. We've looked at how their ability to form stress granules impacts certain behaviors like memory and motor function in the brain. And we do find some connection.
Wouldn't it be great if you could teach rats and fruit flies how to meditate?
it would be.
It would be interesting to see. I hear that that's a good way to combat stress.
Yes, it is. I think the way our cells respond to stress and the way we respond to stress, I prefer eating ice cream. Sadly, our cells don't have that ability. So they have their own special series of mechanisms. And RNA stress granules plays a big role in that series of mechanisms.
That's their comfort food.
Yes.
So why are you studying this?
The Zarnescu lab usually studies ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. We think stress granules play a role in its pathology or its development. And so I'm studying them in normal aging so we can make comparisons to our disease models in the fruit flies.
Ah, right. So you're doing like the control group.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
So I heard you went to Chicago.
I flew back yesterday night from a neuroscience conference in Chicago where I presented a poster of my research.
Oh, good old poster projects.
Yes, I made mine very colorful. People seem to like it.
Right on. What was the main headline on your poster?
RNA stress granules are dynamically expressed in the aging fruit fly and rat brains.
That they are. Yeah, maybe there should be a bumper sticker that's like, save the stress granules.
Yes, that would be, I would put that on my car.
When do you graduate?
I graduate this May.
What are you going to do then?
I'm currently applying to neuroscience graduate programs around the country, and I hope to end up in the Northwest somewhere.
With all the tall trees.
And the good weather and no snow, yes.
What about music? Do you ever listen to that?
Yeah, I listen to music in lab all the time. I really liked Vampire Weekend's new album. I thought that was very good. I was very surprised. You know, there's a lot of research into how music impacts our brain function, and I think that's some very interesting stuff. There are a lot of therapies that use music to help people overcome trauma and change the pathways in their brain, and I think that's some really cool stuff that's going on, and some people research that at the U of A.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.